It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, all right. So, you know, I got to tell you something. When a new category of medicine, like a disease category, sort of creeps up and starts becoming, you know, known and written about in the literature, it makes me crazy. So just to tease you, what we're going to do is talk about this new category of what's called early onset age-related cognitive decline. And I was like, wait a minute, early onset? This can't be a new category. We have to find out why people are starting to have memory issues, dementia, Alzheimer's, etc., earlier than prior. Age-related cognitive decline is known, but this early onset, I was like, all right, come on. And I actually think, and did a little research, it's because of the oxidative stress that we have so prevalent in our society through our ever increasingly, I said, toxic environment that we're learning more and more about, and also taking more and more power to reduce exposure, right? In each of our homes, making our homes our own health maintenance organizations. And then also, I think in our sort of ever-increasing modern-day stress that just doesn't seem to go away. And I think it causes a lot of oxidative stress, and those cells that we depend on so much for our brain function are getting, we're losing it. That's what we're doing. So what I want to talk about is the five best brain-boosting drinks, okay? So really easy to get in. As you know, each week I usually have Ray Dustar. He talks about juicing all the time. He's got a product called Boost. I love the analogy that he makes when he's talking about his nutrient-filled product, because the analogy is like, hey, when you take that sip of coffee in the morning, you pretty much feel it right away. I know I do. Good morning. It's like, hey, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. And then I guess with the opposite end of the day, hopefully the opposite end of the day for most of you, if you take a sip of wine, you could pretty much feel that right away, right? And so I'm going to talk about these super drinks, because we talk about superfoods all the time. All right, so here we go. Now, you probably already know about green tea, but I'm going to say this just because I can. It is full of epigallocatechin and 3-gallates, all right? And that's the potent compound that appears to be protective over neurons and age-related damage, okay? So we know about green tea, all right? But then also some things that you don't know about. And I want to tell you that Bottom Line Health, I'm actually getting this information from an article that was written, so I don't want to be plagiarizing or stealing. But Bottom Line Health, and this was an interview with David Grotto, who's a registered dietitian. Beet juice, yes, beets are a nutritional powerhouse, and so is the juice. It increases levels of nitric oxide, and that is a blood gas that improves blood flow, okay? So how does that help your brain? Well, guess what? Circulation nutrients to each and every cell in our body, so very important. Beet juice is also great because it's got that naturally sweet taste, and so you can add it to your vegetable juicing to give that juice mix in the morning such a nice, tasteful bump. But I've been amazed with some of the research. It increases circulation to the brain, the white matter in the frontal lobes, and that's often the part of the brain that's damaged when people are starting to have signs of dementia, okay? Now, I don't like the word smoothie. I just really don't. I feel like it reminds me of the big smoothie shops, and I won't name any right now, that if you do an analysis of that drink or that product that you get from the big smoothie shops, they are high in sugar, they are high in calories, and they have very few nutrients in them, as far as my humble opinion is concerned. But if you can actually take the smoothie, we could create another word for it, a blend or what have you, and put it into your own hands, acai. Now, acai hit the market a bunch of years ago, and it was like, hey, acai will make you skinny. Well, this is a fruit that is known to, no, I wouldn't say make you skinny, but it does reduce inflammation. And it really is ranked near the top of brain healthy foods because it dilates blood vessels and it increases blood flow. It also, as a juice, has a really pleasant taste. So it's really easy to get in. Okay, so you can use acai. You can get it in your health food store. You want to get it, of course, genetically modified, non-genetically modified and organic as possible. But other berries too, raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, for example, you can kind of make a berry smoothie, all right? That's been suggested. Now, another juice. And boy, this is great. But of course, we know of carrots and they're great for the eyes. And indeed, they are really great for the eyes. But we now know that carrot juice is absolutely great for the brain as well. You know, when you look at other deep colored vegetables, sweet potatoes, kale, red peppers, they're high in something called beta carotene. It's an antioxidant, it reduces inflammation, and it's believed to be a factor in preventing brain deterioration. All right. So, and inflammation, of course, promotes brain deterioration as well as other deterioration in our body. And so carrot juice, and once again, you're talking about a juice that is pretty high in naturally sweet things, and it's going to taste good. And so it's great to cover up maybe some of that other stuff that you put. I know that I miss the mark sometimes in my smoothies, too much kale, dark greens. And I was like, oh, I can't believe I have to chuck this down. So very important. Now, another one, this got two more, right? Cocoa. Yep. Harvard Brigham and Women's Hospital study found that adults who drank 2 daily cups of cocoa did better on memory tests than those who didn't drink it, okay? Now, that's the flavanols. That's the flavanols talking. Those are, of course, again, a class of antioxidants that help to relax the endothelial linings of the blood vessels and help then therefore reduce blood pressure. And of course, high blood pressure, if you think about it, is a leading risk for dementia. Also, I think in cocoa, the antioxidants reduce the cell damaging effects of free radicals. And this is what I was talking about. I think that this is why we're experiencing this kind of early onset age-related decline. But we can stop it. Prevention is the cure, okay? Now, one thing about the cocoa. You can't go overboard. Why? Because a lot of it, if you don't make it on your own, is made with a whole heck of a lot of sugar. And that's going to be defeating our cause for the most part. All right. And my last juice. This is the, I was doing a cleanse once, and I was cleansing a lot with green tea, and I broke my cleanse, and a friend asked me if I was drinking my tea, and I said, yes, it's red tea. Well, that was my code word for I had broken my cleanse, and I was drinking a glass of red wine. This is the red tea. So we all have heard the studies, to drink or not to drink, and I've talked about it a lot. Red wine definitely promotes cardiovascular health, okay? Of course, we got it easy, does it? But it also has been linked to a lower risk for dementia. And one reason is that people who drink moderate amounts of red wine, up to 2 glasses a day for men and 1 glass for women, and that I would have to say is 6 to 8 ounces, because I've seen these new glasses out there that can actually fit a bottle of wine in them. They have an increase in their HDL, that you know them as your good cholesterol, okay? But we want those cholesterol with high density lipoproteins higher. And also research from Columbia University has found that people with the highest level of HDL were less likely to develop dementia than those with lower levels, all right? So that's huge. And so, you know, the way that you could go about doing this in a really kind of fun way is make your own, I think it's red wine with fruit, right? Make your own sangria. Think about it. I mean, you typically make with sangria, you steep pieces of fruit, lemons, apples, oranges, and any other fruit that you like in a rich red wine like Merlot or Cabernet. And wouldn't that be amazing? Skip the sugar, skip the extra liquor, go ahead and just make your own sangria. I mean, it's just like, I love it. I love it, right? So great red wine, get that fruit in there, steep it. There you go. That's all you got to do. All right. So there are superfoods, and guess what? There are super drinks too. There's super juices. Think about beet juice. Think about having a berry smoothie. Acai is one of them. Raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, carrot juice, cocoa, and of course, red wine. And then, you know, think about making that red wine extra special, protective against brain and cognitive decline, by putting in that fruit that has those antioxidants in. That's what we can do, because we're just trying to help you stay well, and that's a great idea. I'm going to go do it, I think, right now. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. Thank you so much. Thank you, Kevin, in the control station, keeping us on track all the time. We'll see you, hear you, be with you next week.